Rod Blagojevich is out of prison more than 4 years early, thanks to a commutation from President Trump. The former Democratic governor of Illinois was serving 14 years for felonies, including wire fraud and conspiracy to solicit and accept bribes. Blagojevich spoke to reporters outside his home in Chicago earlier today.
This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Joining me now from Chicago is Dave McKinney, state politics reporter for WBEZ and host of the podcast Public Official A, which is all about Blagojevich. Dave, were you surprised by this commutation?
Well, I think we were all sort of prepped that there was going to be something sometime, but I think it caught everybody in Chicago, certainly in our newsroom, it caught everybody off guard. It like really happened.
And there are a lot of people that are very unhappy with this decision on both sides of the political aisle. All five of the Republicans currently representing Illinois districts in the U.S. House of Representatives issued a joint statement yesterday calling Blagojevich the face of public corruption in Illinois. They wrote, as our state continues to grapple with political corruption, we shouldn't let those who breach the public trust off the hook. Democrats are criticizing this decision to commute his sentence as well. What's been the reaction like in Illinois?
Well, it's just exactly as you describe. I mean, we've got a really active public corruption investigation underway now that implicates a lot of people in the state house and a lot of lobbying interests. And the Republicans had hoped to use some of that to their advantage. But this decision by the president kind of undercuts that. And you could hear the frustration from the House Republican leader in Springfield, for example, said, I hope Donald Trump now realizes that there's no chance he's going to win Illinois in the fall. So, I mean, there's a lot of bitterness. The congressional delegation you mentioned, the Republicans, had all come together prior to this and said, do not do this, President Trump. And he did it anyway. So there's a high level of frustration.
Although, interestingly, we reached out to all of them today and none of them have said yes to our interview request. So they want to issue their statement, but maybe not go on the record in an interview and criticize the president's decision, at least not yet. Blagojevich is out of prison more than 4 years early. He was given a 14-year sentence back in 2011. You've been following him all along. Remind us what he did and why he was in jail.
Well, I mean, a lot of people remember when Barack Obama won his first term as president, that opened up a Senate seat in Illinois. And so the governor here had the ability to fill that. And he put a great deal of emphasis on that and thought that there was some way that he could leverage that either to political advantage or to personal advantage. And what ultimately led to his convictions were that, you know, the government caught him on tape trying to extort the executive of a children's hospital in Chicago and a racetrack owner and trying to leverage a union for a high-paying job and of course the Obama seat. So I mean, all of those things, the extortion, the corruption, it was all caught on tape, you know, in rather shocking detail.
President Trump and Blagojevich have a history together. Here's the president speaking yesterday to reporters.
I don't know him very well. I met him a couple of times. He was on for a short while of The Apprentice years ago. Seemed like a very nice person. Don't know him.
Says he doesn't know him, but mentions that he was on Trump's TV show, The Apprentice. What is Blagojevich's relationship with Trump?
Well, I mean, if you know, to anyone who's watched that show, they might remember that it was Trump who fired Blagojevich from that program. So, I mean, they did go back. Back in 2010, Donald Trump did an interview with Howard Stern about Rod Blagojevich. And even back then, Trump was expressing, dissatisfaction that Blagojevich was in trouble. I mean, he called him a fighter at that point. And that's really kind of continued. And it really, really started picking up once Trump began as president. And in 2018, aboard Air Force One in late May, I mean, he really kind of went on a rampage about how unfair Blagojevich had been treated. And of course, the common threads were that many of the people that were involved in the Russia probe of Trump were also involved in the prosecution of Blagojevich. And so that's where Trump has gone with this.
You know, it was pointed out on Twitter that it has been many, many years now since there was not an Illinois governor in prison. You could also look at that and say, in Illinois, used to be, no one was above the law.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really at the heart of this 14-year sentence that was handed down by former Judge James Zagel here in Chicago. I mean, I think, you know, we were coming out of an era where Blagojevich's predecessor, George Ryan, a Republican, had his own fundraising scandal that resulted in federal prison term for him. Zagel was trying to send a message here, a deterrent that public corruption has consequences. And I think, you know, in a state like Illinois where we have corruption probes all over the place that are going on now, the message that this sends, I think, is causing a lot of people in the law enforcement community to really kind of wonder what in the world is the president thinking here? You know, basically giving an ex-governor who was really caught on tape talking about a lot of bad things, giving him a get out of jail free card. Does that send the right message? A lot of people here don't think it sends the right message.
That is Dave McKinney, who is a state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago and host of the podcast Public Official A, which is all about Rod Blagojevich. Dave, thank you.
Thanks much.
And listeners in Illinois, let us know what you think about Governor Blagojevich's commutation at hereandnow.org.